Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Forgive the, I guess, dramatic title of this podcast. I hope the word property manager dies before I do. But in base part, it's what I believe in. I've been saying for many years that that I do wish and hope that the title, the words property manager die before I do. Because it's not right in modern property management. Now, I'm not into titles, and that's not my point. I'm not into tomato, tomato, or saying things differently. My point is, what has happened in property management, particularly in my time at the moment, 25 years in the industry, you've seen the industry I guess landlords get more and more regulated, call it progress, call it what you will. I won't get into that for now. But we're seeing increased legislation. We see, laws for safety, which you can't dispute, smoke alarms, safety switches, blinds, curtains, all these rank, they're the top three, I guess, pools, I guess I should mention there. So what has happened is the word property manager is out of date and not correct, and it's potentially dangerous. My point is going to be dangerous. It's potentially, what's the word? Basically, not correct because we don't manage the property. Landlords pay an X amount of fees. One would say not enough in a lot of cases, but I'll save that for another point. My point is, we manage tenancy law, we don't manage the landlord's private civil affairs. Now, that includes landlord insurance policies. That includes, neighborhood or a neighbor matter or a dispute about trees or fencing. We don't have to know and shouldn't know or shouldn't advise on retaining wall heights. So when it comes to matters of, I guess, landlords' private matters and their civil matters, so that's one key point is insurance. If there's a landlord insurance claim, of course we assist the landlord, but what are we doing actually doing the claim of a private policy? What do we start doing that? Body corporate matters, strata. What are we doing there? That's totally different legislation and specialty. When it comes to trees and fencing with neighbours, particularly in Queensland, there's particular legislation on it. We don't specialise in that. Now, one of the issues that really concerns me is that because property managers keep getting added and added and added stuff that's outside their expertise, and forgive me, it's a business, we don't get paid for that. And we most certainly don't get paid enough. It's a really specialised field, these other areas. What I'm seeing in my privileged position as an educator and advisor is quite frightening as a general observation. Some PMs, and I do stress some, and I speak with a kind heart, but I do fear and see a growing lack of the basic knowledge of tenancy law and tenancy information that PMs should know or understand. And part of that, I think, is that we're allowing the industry to be inundated to be dealing with other things that aren't within our scope of expertise. We are not qualified for, we may not be insured for under our professional indemnity, G. And we're dealing with matters that are a landlord's private civil affair. So, property manager, we don't manage the property. The landlord has legislation, we manage his law, we teach him his law, we educate. And landlords often have to get other contractors and specialists, such as tradespeople, to carry out their legal obligation. We don't do it. So we advise a client what the pool laws are, what the smoke alarm laws are, what the safety switch law are, etc. And then the client's going to have to pay for those services to be carried out. We manage them and educate them on them. So basically, as I say, I really sincerely hope the word property manager is dead long before me. And that's such a frank, harsh expression. But I do have great passion about this. And, whether you call it tenancy manager, manager of tenancy, I mean, anything other than property, get property out of it. Because just the title itself just gives the public, our landlords, continually the same message that we can do anything to do with property. But we can't. Tenancy law is complex. And the career property manager of today, yesterday, and tomorrow needs to understand, apply, teach the tenancy law and all the other associated laws that landlords have to comply with. And that's enough. It's more than enough. And when we've got a situation of, growing issues that aren't our areas, as I say, strata, body corporate, neighbour disputes with trees and fencing, those areas, we get bogged down in stuff that's not related to our business. We, of course, will help our client. Of course, we will. Landlord insurance, it's their policy. We'll, of course, help you, landlord, as much as we can. Do what we need to do to assist you in you submitting your claim as a private civil policy. So it's basically, I guess, one of my main passions, particularly as I share this podcast with you, is stop using the word property manager. And we need to reinvent that title in a totally different light. And it's the power of one, it's the power of you, it's the power of an agency, it's the power of industry that will change this into the future. It certainly won't change overnight, but we need to really think about we're managing tenancy law, and that's enough. When you add all these extra things onto it, it's dangerous. Food for thought. Thank you for joining me. It's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Bye for now.